Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne lives in Atlanta, and her preaching is entitled Until She Finds Us.
A reading of selections from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." You are sitting across the kitchen table from one of the people you love most in the world, someone whose clarity and consistency has steered you through the Scylla and Charybdis of life. But now you're arguing over something so strange as the dates on the calendar. You can see what the problem is, they say. I mean, this week has two Sundays, and how am I supposed to know which one you are talking about? But no, you can't see what the problem is, because this week is like every other week. But you've run out of ways to explain that. And you look into their eyes, and you can see that they're lost in a foggy, swirling world that makes so little sense. And there's no way out. And for you, no way in. All you know is that it has to be terrifying inside there to live someplace so unpredictable, where the dates on the calendar keep jumping each time the page is turned, and there's nothing at all they can do about it. There's lost you can do something about, and then there's lost. You're on the phone with a niece in grad school. The phone? Really? Someone could ask. Good point. Young people don't actually talk on the phone anymore unless it's bad. And it is. She's sinking deeper and deeper into a cloud of darkness, admits that she no longer is wanting to get out of bed, no longer going to class, no longer taking a shower. Has this happened before? Yes, several times since she was 12. Can you call her parents? No, she doesn't want you to do that. But call her name and she barely acknowledges you're there. There's lost that when you're in the middle of it, you can do something about. And then there's lost. Today's parables come from a series of three parables, often called the parables of mercy, found in Luke chapter 15. The last of these is the one we probably know the best of all. It's the story of a son who runs away from his father and gets lost, but there's something he's able to do about it. He can pull himself out of the swine's mud pit and go home. Today, though, we read the first two parables, in which the characters have a lot less agency. A sheep in the wilderness can bleat, but it's not like it can find its own way back. And a coin. A coin can't even make a noise, doesn't even know it's out of the purse. There's lost you can do something about, and then there's just lost. And if we're frank about it, the latter are harder experiences to swallow. Because everything in us wants to believe that when we ourselves are lost, there's something we'll be able to do. There's always going to be a way out, a way back that we can find. And lots of times there is. Lots of times we are the prodigal son. But sometimes we are a sheep, and sometimes even a coin. And to deny that this is also something true would be to deny a large part of human experience. Sad, though it is. There are situations like profound dementia in which I don't even know what found would realistically look like anymore, whether it's even a word that still belongs in my vocabulary of hope. But while I wait to be able to paint that picture, I can still cling to the picture of a God who's out searching. A God first met in the earliest chapters of Genesis, who, when the very first human beings get lost in the Garden of Eden, asks the very first question in all of Scripture, "Where are you?" and has never stopped asking ever since. As the great rabbi Abraham Heschel noted, the Bible is not the story of man in search of God, but rather the story of God in search of man. And today's parables remind us that whatever the source of our lostness, be it physical or moral or mental or emotional, that God will keep searching, using perhaps the four most encouraging words in all of Scripture, until he finds it, until she finds it. Indicating it could be a long night, could be a long week, could be long years, could be a billion years. There's no time limit on God's search because there's no alternative ending to the story. God searches and God searches until she finds it, because sometimes we can't find our way, but we can wait and rest in the great until she finds us.